Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So pleased to be joined at this time. I watched them all over television yesterday from NHL.com, Dan Rosen. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
How's Brian Lawton's face, by the way? I was watching that live.
I guess it looks better, right?
He walked into a television camera yesterday. I don't mean to laugh, but he's tough. He'll be okay, I guess.
He's tough. He's a hockey player, right?
Right.
But, you know, maybe not the smartest decision to do that.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I didn't mean to laugh, but it was pretty incredible stuff that you guys all held it together. But, all right, let's get down to this. The Penguins get Gudbranson. They give up just Tanner Pearson. I want to circle backwards and have the dominoes fall backwards. If Oleksiak didn't get put on his can a couple times, would he still be the Gudbranson for the Pittsburgh Penguins probably?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think you can look at that and wonder. But I also – see, here's where I lie with this. Whether you think this guy is not delivering exactly what you want – two areas of a team, in my opinion, you don't mess with when you have the depth. Defense, center depth. Don't trade your defensemen, don't trade your centers unless you get an absolute steal in return, right? So, yeah, look, they traded Oleksiak. Maybe they weren't thrilled with his game. Maybe they looked at him and said, oh, we got defensive depth now. We can get an asset that maybe we can use for a forward. Maybe, you know what? Then Mata gets hurt. Then Dumoulin gets hurt. Then Letang gets hurt. And now you're chasing. Now you're chasing for defensemen. And that's a hard thing to do. And I think if they just, sometimes if you just leave well enough alone with what you've got, in the end you might think of yourself as being better off. Now, Gudbranson could be something good for them because he's got snarl to his game. He's a big, tough guy, physical defenseman. He'll make the guys on the team when he's on the ice feel, you know, a few inches taller, and he'll make guys on the opposition, you know, question, should I go into the corner to get the puck, or is this big guy going to come and get me? But you know what? They wouldn't have to go out and get him if they just left well enough alone.
Yeah, does Gudbranson have the speed, Dan, to play in the Penguin system?
Well, no. But I'll couch that by saying you don't want to ask him to play a game that he's not suited to play. You know, and I think of him in a way that the first name that comes to mind when I think of him is a guy like Adam McQuaid, right? Adam McQuaid played well in Boston. He played well in New York. He's probably going to go to Columbus, and he's probably going to play well there too. And by Adam McQuaid playing well, it's not flashy. It's not analytic-driven, you know, but he's going to go down and block shots. He's going to be physical. He's going to make you tougher and make the front of the net harder to be there when you just make that front of the net a little better for the Penguins defensively. But no, I mean, he's not going to be a speed burner that's going to race the puck up the ice and play in that system. But you can't ask him to play that type of game. You have to get from Eric Gudbranson what he delivers and use that to your advantage. And there are some things that he can deliver for this team that'll be good for them. I mean, just in terms of just their net front presence on the defensive end. I mean, it's going to be harder to get to that area for the opposition with Eric Gudbranson there, and that's a good thing.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Dan Rosen, NHL.com, joining us here. Fan morning show. A lot falls on Jim Rutherford. He's the focus of everything yesterday. People are looking at him. Good decision, bad decision. Well, isn't the real story if Gino, if Kessel, if Murray play better during the course of this year, we're not here?
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, certainly you need your best players to be your best players, and at times the Penguins' best players outside of Sidney Crosby have not been that. You know, Malkin's been better of late. There's no question about that. He needs to continue that. Phil's Kessel's got to find the net. I mean, he's gotten chances. There's no question about it. I mean, he had a number of quality chances in the Stadium Series game the other night, and he's just not going in for him. You know, that wrist shot that we've seen him score on so often doesn't seem to be going in. But if he finds it, I mean, look out. It's dangerous, right? They need more from Patrick Hornquist. They need more from a number of guys who you expect to get more from. But number one is Matt Murray. He absolutely has to get some consistency in his game. If he gets it, they're going to be way better than they are right now. Right now, they're a bubble team. And I think a big reason they're a bubble team right now is they're not getting the consistency in goal that they've usually gotten over the course of the years. And if they start getting it, they'll get off the bubble and they'll be right back in it, I think.
Well, and when you talk about bubble teams, Dan, there's four teams within a point of each other vying for three spots in the Eastern Conference in Columbus, Montreal, Carolina, and the Penguins. Which of those teams is best built after yesterday, especially, to make a run this spring?
Well, Columbus, there's no question about that. You know, I mean, they kept Panarin, they kept Bobrovsky, they added Duchesne, they added Dzingel, they added depth and McQuaid. They're suited right now. I mean, they're all in. I have never seen a team do what they have done, which is just basically, and I think it's the best thing, and I was pushing for them to do it. I've written that they should do it. I've talked about that they should do it. Push all your chips to the middle of the table and say, we are all in. Let's go for it. If it works out, amazing. If it doesn't, hey, you took your shot, right? And they're still a pretty good team, even without all those guys. They got a number of good pieces like Werenski, Jones, Dubois, Atkinson. I mean, they got some pieces there regardless. So they're the team to me that's best suited for it. Montreal just lost to the New Jersey Devils. You know, I mean, you can't be in a playoff race right now if you're the Montreal Canadiens and go lose to a team fighting for the last spot and trying to win, you know, maybe thinking about winning the lottery. You got to go win that game. And they didn't. That's a tough loss for them. Carolina's pushing. You know, they kept Michael Furland, which is big. Jordan Staal is back in the lineup. They're feeling it. They love their chemistry. They have something right now that I don't think the Penguins have, in that they are feeling good about themselves and feeling like they belong and deserve it. The Penguins have experience and they have a history of knowing they belong and knowing that they can do it. But I don't know that the Penguins are feeling that right now, that way of like, we're right there. We can do this. We're feeling good about ourselves. I think there's a lot of questioning there in Pittsburgh, questioning the confidence right now in Pittsburgh that you're not seeing in Columbus and you're not seeing in Carolina.
Would it be just like Tortorella tonight, or would it even be too much for a guy like him to play Kincaid, considering how good Kincaid's been against the Penguins this year?
I don't know. Bobrovsky keeps winning. You got to keep going with Bobrovsky. I know what you're saying. But also, Kincaid played for that team in New Jersey that Pittsburgh can't seem to beat, you know? So they seem to be able to beat the Blue Jackets. So it might be a Jersey thing and not a goalie thing.
Dan Rosen of NHL.com with us, putting the wraps on the NHL trade deadline, getting ready for the last 20 games of the year for the Penguins. Dan, it feels like Jim Rutherford, to an extent this year, has been chasing moves made in the past. So, you know, you look back on trading Reeves and Cole as a part of the deal to get Broussard. Broussard did not work out. They got 1 year out of him and moved on. Essentially, trading Carl Hagelin to try and wake the team up and then having to move Pearson out as well to get Gudbranson. Does it feel like he's kind of chasing his tail to a certain extent right now?
A little bit, but I think he recognized early on this season that this team didn't have the same feel to it as some of the other teams. And he was trying to change that narrative as quick as he can, and you do that by making moves. I mean, you do that by shaking up the roster a little bit. And I definitely think he realized that it wasn't the same this season in Pittsburgh that it has been, and that's why he's doing those things. And now, I mean, he was sort of admitting it yesterday, like, you know, he didn't want to give up the first round pick, you know. He didn't want to chase it this year by giving up the first-round pick, which is a big piece to give up to help the team right now, because he's not 100% sure that they're going to make the playoffs, and you do not want to trade a lottery pick, you know. So I think he understands, and I don't blame him for trying to do the shakeups and trying to get a jolt into this team. It's just not working. It just hasn't really worked, and I mean, they got 20 games or so to figure it out, and I don't doubt that they can. They're good enough to figure it out. Like we talked about, if Kessel gets going, if Hornquist gets going, if Murray finds consistency, all three things which are certainly plausible and can happen, if those things happen, they're right there. But those injuries to the three defensemen, and you hope that Letang certainly can come back soon. We don't know about Dumoulin, and Mata's out indefinitely, but those injuries are killer, and there's nothing really you can do about that except keep your defensive depth instead of having to chase that. If they had kept Oleksiak, they wouldn't have to chase that yesterday, but they got it, and now we'll see what they can do with it. But I just think that that feel in Pittsburgh has not been there all year, and you guys probably agree with that.
Well, yeah, we definitely do. And I think that one of the things when you talk about giving games away earlier in the year is I don't think when they brought him in here that people envisioned that Brassard would be as unhappy as he was and be kind of a pain in the backside that he was. He just was never a fit.
He was never a fit because you brought in a top six center or a guy who plays the role of a top six center, and you brought him in to stuff him in on a third line, which typically for the Penguins when they've won has been a grinding type of third line, a third line that will wear on you and can still score. I mean, that's what Bonino's line was he's not that type of player though. He's not a take the defensive zone face off, win it, push it up, you know, turn it over to 87 or turn it over to 71 type of guy. He's a guy who believes that he can drive that, who thinks that they should turn it over to him because he's an offensive player. And that's what he has been. It's what he was in with the New York Rangers specifically. It wasn't a fit. It was a try. They gave it a whirl. It was a different look, and it just didn't work out.
Dan Rosen, NHL.com, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let me circle back around to Gudbranson, Dan, because in Vancouver, Canucks fans were ready to throw a parade yesterday when they found out he was leaving. How do the Penguins, and you outlined how he does not have the speed to necessarily fit into what the Penguins do right now. They'll have to fit around him. How do they fit around him for the time being, especially with Letang and Dumoulin out?
It's a really good question. I think you have to put him in roles he's comfortable in. I don't think you can... It's a really good question. Without Letang and Dumoulin, things change. You know, guys have to play out of their comfort zone. And there's nothing you can do about that. That's just the way it is. But, you know, Schultz comes up and plays more of that Letang role, right? You're going to need Pettersson to play a bigger role. You're going to need Ruedel to play a bigger role. And you got to let go. You can't try to fit Gudbranson into a role that he is not suited to play because it's going to be bad. It's not going to turn out the way you want it to turn out. Sort of the way that Brassard, you know, I mean, you put him in a different role and it didn't work out the way you think it did. They need Letang and Dumoulin. You can't lose your top defense pair and expect to be the same. You just can't do that. And they need those guys. And if they had those guys, if they still have, they can get those guys back. Stay in the race and get those guys back, it slots everybody to accordingly where they should be. Without them, you run the risk of having guys playing in uncomfortable roles and giving up what are going to look like some bad goals.
Yes or no, the Penguins make the playoffs, Dan?
It's a hard question to answer only because I don't know how long the top D pair is going to be out. If those guys are going to miss significant time, I got to say no. You know, I haven't seen the consistency from them to be able to overcome the way they were able to overcome that year where Letang wasn't playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So until I know more about those guys and I look at the way Carolina's playing, the wild card there to me is Montreal. If Montreal continues to fade a little bit, the Penguins will get in. But right now, I'm on the fence. I got to stay on the bubble until I know what those guys are going to do. Those guys are going to be back.
You sound like our whole city right now, Dan.
I know it is
here. Everybody is just so tense. In these next 12 days, three games against Columbus, we're going bonkers here.
Yeah, huge. Huge game tonight. I mean, they got to find a way. They got to get some consistent goaltending. They really do. I mean, it starts there. If they can get some consistent goaltending, it settles everything down. If they don't get it, they got no chance.
Dan Rosen, NHL.com. Dan, thank you so very much. We'll talk again soon.
All right. You got it, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
So, so good. You know, that's the best way I've ever heard the Brassard situation explained.
Uh-huh.
How he just laid it out. It, maybe there's no fault on either side. Maybe there could have been a bit of a comp. But you're not going to play above Sid and Gino.
Right.
Like, yeah. Where were you going to go when you decided Pittsburgh was your team?
And if that's the case, then I always come down on I put more of it on Brassard for not being willing to perform
suck
in that role.
Suck it up and play it a little bit of a different role.
Yeah. And maybe you win a cup for it.
Hey, if you're you know what? If you're a third baseman and they want you to play a little short, or if you're a second base and they want you to play a little third, what do you want to do? Do you want to do – is it about you or is it about ultimately getting somewhere?
We found out what the answer was for Derek Brassard.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.